I was wondering why are people on the take autograph with that guy? Who is that guy? Then I asked my wife, she said, oh, that's Jackie Chan, is it? Okay lah. My name is Yak King. I work as a cabin crew in Singapore Airlines for 46 years. I'm now 67 years old. I've just retired about a month ago.
We always talk about Singapore girl, but never talk about the Singapore boy.
These were the early days where we used to wear the bow tie.
It was a bit big. Passenger mistaken it as a moth. It was an eye-opener because, you know, straight from the army, we just get foot slammed onto our mess tin, you know. But then over here, we have to wear a tie and we have to do all these prim and proper things. So it was quite interesting.
This was my first flight, training flight to Jakarta.
Yeah, we actually worked very hard when we go on board the aircraft. Trust me, we worked very hard. You have to wake up early or you have to work late in the night. And if you don't prep yourself to sleep before a flight, it can look very tired. But we hide ourselves very well. Then once we step into the cabin, we are all smiles. Oh, I'm quite proud with my picture with LKY. He entertained us with the photographs. LKY is very nice.
I also don't know. See, they told me it's a Korean actress, so asked me to take picture. I said, okay lah, okay lah.
I met my wife in the airline through blind date. She was a stewardess from my friend's team. And then this is the product of the meeting. Look here. This is one of the product. This is one of the product of the meeting.
Everybody was like, wow, your dad's so handsome, sia. I was like, yeah. But... I think I was age 6 when I realised he keeps going out and in and out and in. I was like, he actually flies for work and he might not come back. And then I'll just sit in the luggage and be like, probably just trying to stop him from leaving. We are so used to him not being around, to a point where now that he's always around, it gets a bit suffocating. And that is the truth. It's like COVID all over again.
Aircraft is like my home. I expected to feel a bit affected emotionally, but not at all. You can see from the flight when I walk out, it was a normal day in the office. Maybe you kick in one of these days. How to let go 46 years of seeing the uniform every day?
Now I feel a bit nostalgic because I like wearing jackets though. But I have to keep in cold storage now. Maybe one day it might go into the National Archives.
I believe I'm the longest serving cabin crew. Last 2-3 years, they call me the legend. He's a legend. A lot of stress. He's legend. That means I'm carrying the flag for them. Last year, I had pneumonia. Then recovery was not very fast. So I had to make the harsh decision of leaving earlier. So I say, I think I better have more time to myself now. If I stay another year, my bucket list years will be less. I know I got my gym to go to, I got my squash to play, you know, my running in the morning. My plans after retirement is to sit and relax, go for more holidays, to be on the other end of the airlines as a passenger.